This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. A young non-believing wife once said to me, "My husband's life has been changed quite drastically since he received Jesus Christ as his Savior, and I like him far more as he is now." That's what God has in mind when he brings anyone into a new spiritual relationship with himself. He wants to make your life attractive. Take note of all God has provided for you as you read through Ephesians, the next book in our project of reading through the Bible in 2 years. Paul prays that God would enlighten Christians to understand the Bible and then lead them into experiencing what they understand. Pray that God would answer that prayer in your life personally. And remember, spiritual loveliness is not something vague, sentimental, or emotional. We can't put it on at will. It's the product of God's workmanship within us. He commands us to be filled with the Spirit so we can minister to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. A beautiful, rich, full, overflowing, and abundant life. Spiritual loveliness, that's what God wants to create within each of us and manifest through us. He also provides all we need to battle the enemy of our soul. Read Ephesians with these truths in mind and ask the Spirit of God to make them a reality in your life. Go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, to review the scripts of these programs. We also like to hear from you. Click on the contact link or mail me at ludgoltz@outlook.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you.